Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good afternoon, everyone. Commissioner Ronaldo, I'd like to start off by thanking Mr. Steve Bystren and Lakewood Liquors for this generous donation of over 330 gallons of hand sanitizers. So as most of you know, this is an item that's in very short supply and very high demand, along with a lot of our PPE. So this is very important donation for us. We're just going to add it to our current inventory. We go through a lot of it on a daily basis during this current crisis. So thank you once again, Steve, for your generous donation. And also, it has a monetary value of just under $7,000. So that's a savings to the police and fire budgets as well, as well as to the, our taxpayers. So thank you. At this time, I'd like to introduce Lieutenant Ajee from the Buffalo Police Department for a few comments. Lieutenant
AG, Buffalo Police Traffic Division. Again, I'd like to just reiterate what the fire commissioner said. We're extremely grateful for the donation that Steve and the crew at Lakewood made to our departments. Again, we're on the front lines daily. We go through a ton of sanitizers along, in addition to all the other forms of PPE. So on behalf of myself, the department, and all first responders nationwide, worldwide, and all companies such as Steve's companies, we truly appreciate it. We're extremely grateful. Thank you.
Thank you, Lieutenant.
Thank you, everyone, for coming, and thank you most of all to our first responders in police and fire. They're touching people, they're touching us to help us and protect us every day, and they need to protect themselves and their families. We happen to be able to make this stuff. It's a little bit different than we normally make, vodka, gin, rum, fun stuff. Unfortunately, we have this problem, and we felt powerless, but we thought we could help in some way, and we wanted to make sure we got it in the right people's hands. Just in case anyone is interested in who else is getting this, this week, we're making this in bulk in 5 gallon buckets, and they're restricted this week to hospitals, nursing homes, first responders, medical practices that are still seeing patients, as well as some industries that are in the medical supply chain. It will be available in about a week to 10 days for the general public. If anyone wants some, go to our Facebook page and friend our corporate page. You'll see the announcements then. We're not 100% sure when we'll be ready. And I thank the police and fire for protecting us. Well, we're in a tragedy and a catastrophe for our society. Making a lot of booze probably doesn't make sense, but we could make something that that helps people, that fills a void in our society that came up unexpectedly. We happen to have the skills and the equipment to do it, the materials to do it, and we decided it was the right thing to do. Well, easy, I'm not sure, but we know how to do it. So we first ferment alcohol, a little bit like beer, and then we run it through a still to strengthen it. So the basis of the FDA and World Health Organization formula is 80% ethanol, which is the alcohol we're making that would go into a beverage style. There's a couple of other ingredients. The mixing's pretty easy for us. We're ready to do it, and the hardest thing was finding buckets and sprayers that are pocketable or left in a fire truck or a police cruiser that they can have readily available after they touch something they're concerned about. Making it is a long process to make the base alcohol, but once we had this, we started at about 11 yesterday and made 2,000 gallons. 1,600 of that is going out the door today, and we're continuing to make and bottle more.
Anyone else? Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.